Pitchers and Pens podcast, episode 304 for Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Welcome.
You always say that. Welcome.
Welcome. So, you know, this weekend.
I was there.
You know, I find Saturdays and Sundays are my strongest days.
Why?
Because the rest of the days are weekdays. All right.
I don't even think you got a smile for that one. That's pretty...
Well, you know, I was working under
pretty
pressure.
Sad.
I was working under pressure.
All right.
Weekdays.
Weekdays. I think your jokes are pretty weak. You know, maybe for 2020, I come up with the jokes.
2020?
Yeah.
How about 2019?
No. You already claimed it as yours. It's all yours.
We got some different things to talk about this week.
Ooh. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about products on the vintage and repair side of things.
Okay.
And accessories.
Are we going to talk about how you spent the weekend?
How did I spend the weekend?
Organizing.
I organized all weekend.
Brian doesn't organize.
I did it this weekend. It's not done. It's a work in progress. And I'm actually looking forward to continuing.
The organization.
The organization.
Process? Okay, I have that on tape now. You're looking forward to continuing to organize.
Thank you. My repair area.
Okay.
I'm going to make it the man cave. I think it's what I'm going to do.
What?
Well, nobody else uses it. I'm the only one that uses that side of the basement.
All right, that's fine.
And there's a whole long wall that is now filled with parts, and they're all organized by brand, by model. In some cases, by size,
color, etc.
And color, bag by color. And this weekend, I went through all of the bags of pens to give a rough organization, put new boxes out, threw things away.
I was even out running errands, and I stopped and brought Brian 16 boxes, cardboard boxes, to use to organize.
Is that how many it was?
16.
I used all but two.
Okay. Awesome. So. And why are you doing all this?
Well, because I'm doing a lot of repairs.
I know.
Recently.
How's that feel?
You know, it's good. It's good to get back in the swing of things. The thing about repairs is you have to, it's like any other skill, you have to do repetition. It really helps. If you do it like one day a month, it's no good. But I've been doing it a little bit every day, just about. And so it's shaping up. It looks good.
Awesome.
So I found all sorts of cool things I never knew I had.
Yeah, that bothers me.
Well, you know, at least I'm finding
Think about it. Bags and bags and boxes of pens. And every time I come down to the other half of the basement to do laundry, Brian's like, oh, look what I found. I didn't even remember we had this. Or, oh, look at this little gem. Like, why did we not know?
Well, we knew at one point.
Maybe like the day we bought it, and then it just got shoved into some dark drawer and some dark box, and so now these things are coming to see the light of day.
Yeah, there's some cool pens. So it's like, you know, one for me,
hey.
Two for the website. One for me, two for the website.
Nope.
Yeah, I found a gold filled snorkel.
What do I get?
Gold filled overlay and a snorkel with the Greg mark on the section.
Why is that exciting?
Well, most people think that mark on the second, number one, it's a little bit harder to find a Greg snorkel. And number two, I remember when I first started seeing one, I thought it was like a scratch.
Okay.
Well, it's actually designated the nib is ground for Greg shorthand.
Okay.
So, and they have a special mark on them. But anyway, it's gold fill overlay. It's a real nice looking pen.
So one for you, 10 for the website. Yeah, what do I get?
That's fair. My everlasting devotion.
So I get no pens.
You got a pen this weekend. You inked up a pen.
It's my New Year's pen.
Well, I know. It's about time, right? Platinum Lavande. What color ink did you put in? Did you use a cartridge?
I did.
You did? There's nothing wrong with that. Is it blue ink or black?
I don't know.
You didn't use it. You put the cartridge in, you put the pen immediately back in the box?
Well, I'm going to use it today.
Okay.
To write reasons why Brian's annoying today, I think. All right.
First up this week. Peniter.
You know, let me just jump in. I picked this up, and I started to put a pen in there, and Brian took it away from me and said, here, let me show you how it's done, sweetheart. which is our shorthand for dumbass.
I did not say sweetheart.
No, but the implication was
no,
there.
No, I just wanted to make sure you're doing it right.
Well, I don't know how to do it, so go.
Okay, first off, the Penider pen filler. So basically, it's a
this is cool.
A little portable ink well that you can use to fill your pen. Now, you may have seen this design before. It looks very similar to, but not the same as the Visconti ink pot. This one's a little bit shorter. It comes in this handy little box that has, you might wonder what these little holes are on the side.
What do you do with that?
Well, so this tells you what pen is going to fit. So it has to be a minimum of 9.5 millimeters. So you can just put your pen in there, and if it fits, you're good. And a maximum of 13.5 on the bottom.
So this is like...
Those are the pens that are going to fit.
USPS, if it fits, it ships?
Yes.
Okay, if it fits, it fills.
All right. Yeah, you take the top off.
All right, so demonstrate.
Take this top off here.
Take that top off.
And then this part unscrews.
All the way? Does it come off?
Well, it does come off. Okay. You see this blue
part? Is it supposed to?
You know, you don't have to, but you're going to take your pen. I'm just going to take this Pelican here.
Okay.
With it unscrewed, I'm just going to shove it down in there. And then now screwing this down tightens that up.
Okay.
And so now, assuming I had ink in here, I would flip it over and then I would fill the pen.
Okay.
Just like that.
So sort of like the Twisby vac fill bottle, the vac 20A bottle. You tighten it down and then it makes a tight seal.
Yeah. Okay. Now this is not threaded, it's just a tight rubber section.
You broke it. And you thought I was gonna break it. All right, so this is cool. I'm just going to play with this.
So it's a nice portable inkwell. Now, and if you want to, you can also just use it as a you know, if you don't want to trust that flipping it upside down thing, you know, that's it's a nice little...
He's going to flip it.
It's a nice little ink pot that you can keep with you and keep your favorite ink in there. Then you can fill it with a syringe or whatever you want to do.
And what is your best advice to someone using this for the first time?
Try it with water first.
There you go.
Take your pen, fill it with water, hold it over the sink. Don't wear your best shirt while you're doing it.
Just to
get a feel for it. Yeah.
Anything like this, we always recommend try it with water first.
But it's nice.
Do you remember the first time we used it? Was it the traveling inkwell from Visconti or was it the Twisby inkwell?
It was the Twisby, yeah.
Like, I was standing way across the room in case. Always try it with water first.
Yeah. So, anyway. Visconti pen filler. And it's got a little line there. You fill it up with water and then...
Sincerely, you know, a cool idea.
10 cc's, 10 milliliters of ink it holds.
Are we going to bring that one of those each on our trip?
We might. We'll see. All right. Penider pen filler. Also this week, new just in, and we've finally been able to source these. Section pliers.
I love these.
And these are actually, we've had section pliers before, of course. I actually like this design. It's nice and it's not stiff. Sometimes you get them, they're too stiff. You can't move them with both hands. But these are used for vintage pen repair or anywhere where you need to grab a hold of a part, you need to loosen it. Primarily, you know, you're going to grab the section, you're going to pull it out, or you're going to twist it. But this gives you a little more gripping power if you can't quite grip it, or, and on some pens, the section is just—it's really small. You know, vacuumatic sometimes the sections you can't quite grip it. So,
or if you've got water or lotion or even ink on your hands, sometimes it's hard to get a good tight grip. I remember when we first looked into this, you'd never used these.
I use my hands first.
I love these.
And then when I get to a situation where it gets a little sticky and I can't quite get to it, then I break the section pliers out. They're invaluable to have.
And once in a blue moon, you sometimes need...
Sometimes you need two. You gotta grab both ends of the pen to get it open. But section pliers are now in stock, and we're well stocked for quite a while.
Yes.
So if you do vintage repairs, you need to have at least one of them. At all times. I actually have three. I don't know why I have three, but...
You're an overachiever.
I only have two hands. Actually, one of them's a little different, so I have three at home.
You have three niblocks, too, so you just have a thing.
I have at least three niblocks.
So that means it's a collection.
It's a collection. I have a collection. I collect niblocks.
And section pliers now.
Well, that's...
You've got three. That's a collection.
Okay, I do.
All right.
Also, on the topic of repair supplies, we do have, we've done, in the last year, we've done a lot of sourcing of our own supplies for a number of reasons, but now we have J-bars, pressure bars, and we've even included a new J-bar that hasn't been on the market, the 48 millimeter.
Yes.
Which is perfect for Esterbrook J's because the 54 is like a little bit too long sometimes.
And it's really a pain to cut down.
It's a pain to cut because you have to cut from the back end, not the crimped end. And then you have to re-bend it.
Yeah.
So.
And it never bends quite the same. I never could
stick.
It was
tough.
Either too much, too little.
It's harder to cut that and bend it than it looks.
And then you've got to trim the cut edge so it doesn't.
Yep.
So it's not too sharp.
So it doesn't puncture the sack.
And puncture the sack. So, yep. 48. That's the way to go.
48. That was our new addition to the lineup. In addition to the 54, the 62, the 40, and then we have pressure bars for dual folds and button fillers. 66, 84, and then we also added three-piece bars for earlier dual folds that have a three-piece bar, which is really pretty unusual.
It's called a hanging?
A hanging pressure bar, yeah. Because it hangs, the third piece actually hangs on the outside where the button is. It comes up and over.
It's trippy.
It's a good design. I like it.
Cool.
So we have all the bars for, and probably a lifetime supply of most of these.
Yes.
For J-bars and pressure bars, button fillers and lever fillers. And then also sacks, latex. We have these guys in black. Pretty much most sizes from 10 to 22.
Stock changes daily.
A small assortment of silicone, actual silicone. And then, of course, the 51 Aerometric.
These are so cute.
Which is a slip-in for all your 51s. You can just slide it in. It's the correct length. It's got the ribbing in it like the original does. It looks really great. So.
And we've got... vac sacks as well.
And vacuumatic diaphragms, yep. Yeah, so you're...
So why is the vac a diaphragm and these are sacks?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just what it is.
Okay. Just curious. What else you got?
So, three different sizes of vacs.
Okay.
So.
What else you got?
We also carry shellac, because you need that.
Yes, you do.
Right?
Do not use nail polish.
Don't use nail polish.
Or super glue. Please, God, don't.
Shellac is... You know, as we say, do no harm in repair. Shellac is reversible. Just takes a little heat, and you know, you can use that for sacks. You can use it for sealing sections, other parts. So,
cool.
And you've got.
I have a lifetime supply of pure silicone grease.
Is that a lifetime supply?
It is for most people.
For most people, that's probably
this is a lifetime
a
supply.
Healthy supply.
We should compare this to the size of a quarter, but this is a full container.
It's a little bit bigger than a quarter.
It's big.
Yeah.
A teeny tiny bit goes a long way, and it's really tough to get off your fingers afterward. You'll be slip sliding around your keyboard all day.
You can use this for converting eyedropper fillers, sealing up the threads, also snorkel repair and piston repair. You need silicone grease. That's where I use it mostly on snorkels because I repair a lot of snorkels. And then last but not least, we have talc.
Pure talc, not baby powder. Never use baby powder.
And we have a little sifter in there, which is kind of cool because then you don't have to
deal with the
tip it upside down and you shake it and then you've got a little bit in the top. Dip your finger in, put a little coating on the sack. It gives a little lubrication as you slide it into the barrel.
Okay.
So. We got one last item on the list.
It's all noisy.
You're going to be able to get that back in?
I'm not putting it back in. We have our own polished cloths. We liked them so much, we actually had our logo embossed on them. These are terrific for metal, for plastic. They work great on jewelry as well.
Yeah.
I have this thing I inherited from my grandmother that's sterling silver, and I use one periodically. In fact, I need to do that again. These are just really terrific
Yeah, really good for metal, primarily for metal use. You know, in the how we got into this, I remember I saw it at a pen show once, and somebody came up to me and said, let me see your pen. And I remember at the time I had a Schaefer Legacy in my pocket. And I thought it was pretty good. He goes, well, why don't you polish it, get your cloth, polish it up, and then let me see it. And I handed it to him, and he had one of these Clean Carats cloths, and then he polished it even further with the Clean Carats. It was like night and day, and I thought it looked good to begin with. So this really brings out the shine.
You really come a long way.
I didn't use the polish.
At all. Ever. And
well, I still
don't. I like to polish my pens. I like them to be clean and bright and shiny, just like my car.
Well, I like them to be clean, but.
Well, not patinaed. I like them bright and shiny.
I still don't polish my pens. you're bright and patinaed?
Bright and shiny.
Bright and shiny, okay. All right, so anyway, clean carats. The thing will last you forever.
But it will work on even little knickknacks around the house.
Yeah, anything metal. It's primarily a metal cloth. So.
All right. What else you got?
This week we've got some vintage pens. Now, keep in mind that these may or may not actually be on the website. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter every week, because when we launch these are usually in the Tuesday newsletter. So we've got a lot of great pens this week.
All right.
This is Parker Vacuumatic Major in blue. Love the blue color.
All right.
We got one of those. And every one of these has got something cool about it. How about this?
How about that?
Pelican M200 in gray.
That's a cool color.
Is it unusual color? Yep.
What else is awesome?
It's got a 1.5 stub on it.
Wow. Factory?
Yep. Factory. Yep.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Going across the pond, Stevens. Leverfill number 106. Yeah.
Okay. And what's great about a Stevens? It looks like a Conway Stewart.
It's a British made pen. It's got very cool marbled acrylic. It's a lever filler. It's got a cool clip. Everything about this is cool. It's a lesser known, smaller company.
So why isn't that going into your collection?
I thought about it, but I picked something else.
Great.
We've got a couple of both ends of the Esterbrook SM collection. And by that, I mean the first versions had a friction fit cap that just came off. And it's got a little spring in it. And then later versions had a threaded screw cap. One of my favorite series, the SMs. They're more
really?
They're more LJ in girth, but full length with metal caps.
It did nothing for me.
I like the sand color so much that I wanted to paint my bedroom that. But then when we put it on the whole wall, it was a little too much.
It was a little too green.
It was a lot too much.
Actually. Yeah, it was not the right color.
So.
But it was really cute that you had it in your head for a couple months that this was the color we were going to paint our bedroom.
It's a great looking color on a pen. It's a great looking color on a pen.
Yes.
So what I've got. I've got olive in gray.
Okay.
I got a couple of Esterbrook dollar pens.
Those I like.
The B, which is a full size, and the A, the slender, which is equivalent to the LJ. But they just call Esterbrook called them B, A, and H.
My favorite size.
I thought you liked SJs.
Well, I do, but I just like the thinner pens.
Okay.
So
we've got that.
I do like the flat tops.
We have this one, which is...
Don't go there.
A dark copper. Is what I'm
going to call it. Sometimes people call it root beer, but there was no official root beer color.
It was copper.
Yes.
But this is a real dark copper. It's quite lovely. J. And then I've got a couple snorkels.
Awesome.
Another blue. Blue is popular. I love this color. Open nib, 14 karat. And then I've got a set.
In black.
In black. Classic black. Now, it does have an owner's name engraved on it, but...
Ooh. Anybody good?
L.E. White. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, if your first initial is L...
And the matching pencil.
And the pencil works, and
pencil
it's
works,
in
yeah,
great shape.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
So, awesome. Got a bunch of new vintage this week, and we're going to kind of keep going because I've got some set up for next week already. So, we'll have the weekly pen tray, maybe we'll call it.
We'll be gone.
Well, we will be gone, but the pens are done, so.
Excellent.
All right. Anyway, so that's kind of what's new going on this week. And again, if you want first crack at some of this vintage stuff, I strongly urge you to subscribe to our weekly newsletter.
They do go fast.
They do go fast. I mean, last week we had a lot of Esterbrooks, and I think I'm down to two. So, but anyway, that's that. We had a request.
Hi, Bob.
to run through the pen show calendar. Now, we do have a page on the website somewhere that lists all this.
All right.
But a pen show calendar starts in January.
Philadelphia.
It starts this week.
Okay. What? So January is Philadelphia.
February?
LA.
March?
March is tricky this year. Usually, Baltimore is at the beginning of the month, and the Baltimore show is still going on, but we will not be attending this year because we will be going on a trip.
You're jumping ahead.
I'm just doing pen shows.
Okay. We'll get to that.
Also in March this year is the Long Island Pen Show.
Okay.
Yes. That one occasionally changes dates. Last year it was in April. But this year, Baltimore and Long Island are in March.
April.
Atlanta. One of our favorites.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Okay.
May.
May. The beginning of the month is Chicago. The end of the month is Raleigh.
Okay. One of my favorites.
June. St. Louis. New last year and...
different weekend this year.
Different weekend this year.
A week earlier this year.
So it's not your birthday weekend.
It's not my birthday weekend, yes.
I'll still get you a cake if you want it.
Will you?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. July. Miami.
Brian
went last year. We went once about 5 years ago, and it's just a really long drive.
It's a long drive. It's a smaller show.
But Brian flew out last year, and you have a really good travel agent because you ended up getting in the night before, got a good night's rest, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you didn't leave until the afternoon of Monday. So he went swimming. That morning, I'm at work, struggling, trying to keep everything together for two stores.
You were at Starbucks.
And you were swimming.
You were at
twice.
Starbucks. You were at Starbucks because I saw it on my phone. It says,
I was working.
It says a receipt or a tip is available.
I was working. Yeah. You went swimming twice. So
and the Starbucks is not anywhere near close to where the store and the office is.
So July is the Miami Pen Show.
July is Miami. Is that number 10? Is that number 9?
I've lost track already.
Okay. July.
August. August, the beginning of the month is D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end of the month is San Francisco.
Sometimes 2 weeks apart.
This year, though.
No,
thank goodness. Okay. All right.
All right, September?
Is almost always Dallas at the end of the month.
Dallas? What about... Colorado.
That's October.
Is it October?
Yes.
Okay, October.
October is the Columbus Day weekend is the Denver show.
Oh,
so
really?
Whenever Columbus Day weekend is, that's the Denver show.
Okay.
I'm just being a wise ass
now. I don't know. Right. October, November.
October is also Detroit.
Oh, Detroit.
The Michigan Pen Show.
Michigan Pen Show.
Most of the time. Last year it was in November.
In Novi.
Yes.
Yep.
Novi?
Novi. I think it's Novi.
Oh, God. Somebody just told us how to say it, and I forgot it. Troy. It's in Troy. So, anyway, October is always Denver, and then usually Detroit. And then November is...
Probably one of my favorite pen shows.
Oh, my God.
Columbus.
Usually the first or second weekend in
Triangle
November.
Triangle pen show, yeah.
No. Triangle is Raleigh.
All right, Raleigh. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
See, you're already... getting all off kilter.
Columbus.
Which is
Ohio
usually the way we end our year.
Usually.
And then we go into pen show events in Chicago. So there is no rest.
So no rest for the weekend.
There you go. We are at usually all of those. There are a couple others we don't do. Boston is a one-day show. Portland is a one-day show. It's just not worth it to go. And we don't do any of the international shows either. We could probably get across the border, but not back, or vice versa, which would be a problem.
Depends on where it is. Where do you want to go?
We could go see the Toronto Pen Club people. We love them.
We could go to Japan.
We could go see...
That was my segue.
Doug and John.
My segue.
All right. We could go to Japan.
We could go to Japan. Well, it's a funny thing you mentioned that.
I didn't mention it.
You did. because the Baltimore show this year in March, we mentioned
We're not going to be.
We're not going to be attending because we are going to be in Japan.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
It's going to be exciting.
Yes. So,
but...
Okay.
I don't know what more you want to talk about in that. Details are forthcoming.
Forthcoming.
So, anyway, that's going to be exciting. I'm starting to learn Japanese.
Wasn't that a song in the 80s?
I think it was.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
So, we are going to Japan. If any of you out there have been to Japan and want to send us any tips or tricks, please feel free. Lisa@andersonpens.com.
And thanks, Rez, for the... the details.
Rez, dude, we got to talk.
Awesome. He sent me this long...
shopping list.
It's a long blog post, a series of blog posts on where to buy the best
I thought
watches.
He and I were friends.
You are. Miss, I bought two watches in the last week.
One was $4.50. It does not even qualify as a purchase.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm not amused.
All right.
But sincerely, if any of you have been there, I'm just trying to figure out what to pack. It's very exciting. So
how to pack, more likely.
Well, what to pack. Well, I know how to pack. You just roll it. So
anyway.
All right.
All right. So we'll talk more about that
as more details are released to us. So.
But anyway, you know what time it is?
Yeah? Well, no, because I don't have a watch. My Fitbit dies all the time.
It's time for Booty Call. All right, we have with us in our in-house studio, Mr. Eric Orozco. We'll be reading off the questions and calling the caller. Do we want to go over the rules?
Sure.
Can I say hello first?
You can say hello.
Hello, everybody.
I'm sorry. I expected you to jump in.
You're just so excited about the booty call.
I'm so excited about the booty call.
Yes, why don't you go over the rules? Because I've changed them.
You've changed the rules.
Maybe you should explain the rules.
Well, we're going to get a booty caller on the line.
Okay.
And this booty caller is going to choose either Brian or Lisa, one of you, to be a teammate. And then we will ask a series of questions. I've got 7 questions for each of you. And we were going to do 7 questions for one person and then 7 for the next. But I think we'll go 1 and 1.
7.
7 very difficult
questions. 14 questions.
We are playing today for a $20 gift certificate to AndersonPens.com.
Ooh, awesome.
And so shall I just try to get a booty caller on the line?
Sure. So you're going to make the booty call for us.
Of course. And I'm going to talk to the booty caller. It is dialing. It is ringing. Speaker.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm looking for Sherry.
This is Sherry.
Sherry, hello. This is Eric with Anderson Pens, and this is your booty call.
Booty! I'm your girl.
Now, you don't know this, but I'm standing right in front of Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. You can say hello if you like.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson.
Hey, hello, Sherry.
Apparently you all know each other.
Yes.
I don't know.
We do.
Lisa says she doesn't know, so don't pick her.
We do.
The first thing you have to do, Sherry... Oh, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, Eric, that it's such an honor to talk to you live on the phone.
All right, now nobody can see this, but I am turning all sorts of shades of red because, you know, that embarrasses me. But, you know, thank you so much, Sherry. Continuing... Sherry, the first thing you have to do is pick a teammate. You can choose either Brian or Lisa.
Okay. Brian, Lisa, pick a number between 1 and 10.
Brian, you first.
Do I say it out loud?
Yes, please.
8.
8 for Brian.
3.
3 for Lisa.
It was 1. Lisa, you're my partner.
Lisa is Sherry's partner. All right.
Pressure.
So, because Lisa has a teammate, we're going to start with Brian. Brian, we're going to start with questions with you, and we're going to get the hardest one out of the way first.
Okay. Yes.
So pay close attention. Sherry, you're not participating in this question. You only participate if Lisa gets a question wrong. I'll pull you in if that's necessary. Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
On many Mont Blanc nibs, you'll find the number 4810. What is the significance of that number?
4810 is the height in meters of Mount Fuji.
Would you like to correct that?
No, it's the height in meters of Mont Blanc.
All right, we'll give you Mont Blanc.
It was priceless to see the look on your faces when I screwed that up.
You got it wrong.
Yes. May I interject
please
here?
Please do.
I was beginning to think somebody gave him the questions and he had time to research that until Mount Fuji came up.
Yeah. Now, I should mention that I came up with all the questions myself and no one has seen them, especially the Andersons.
I know, I'm nervous.
A follow-up question that is not worth any points. 4810 is the height of meters. Is that correct?
4810, yeah.
Depends on who you ask, apparently.
Well, I guess...
Depends on who's doing the measuring, but it's yes. close enough, right?
So he got it wrong.
No, he got it right. We're going to give it to him because he's being funny. Oh. Which you're allowed to do too, Mrs. Anderson.
Okay, good
The
luck.
Next question is for Mrs. Anderson. On many platinum nibs, you'll find the number 3776. What is the significance of that number?
You better get this right, Lisa.
The height in meters of Mont Blanc. Yeah, right.
I knew she was going to say Mont Blanc.
Yes. The height in meters of Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji, that is correct. All right, we're at 1-1. We shall continue. Mr. Anderson, what company makes the ink color called Gris Noir? Gris spelled G-R-I-S, by the way.
That would be Girbon.
Girbon, we will take that, yes. We'll take it because it's absolutely correct. Mrs. Anderson.
Yes.
What company makes the ink color called Oyster Gray?
Mont Blanc.
Oh, wow, it's 2-2.
Neck and neck.
Oh. Do you know what you're playing for, Sherry?
I read all the rules. I think it's a $20 gift certificate.
It yes. is a $20 gift certificate to AndersonPens.com. And so far, we're tied.
Is there any other place to spend a gift certificate than Anderson Pens?
There is not. However, there are some gift certificates that you can only use in the store. We're talking about one that you can use online.
Okay.
Not that we don't want to see you in the store. Third question goes to Mr. Anderson. What is the filling system of the Pilot Custom 823?
It's a vacuum.
Yeah, I'm going to take vacuum. Some people call it a pump. I call it a vacuum. You call it a pocket vacuum. So we're going to call it a vacuum. Mrs. Anderson.
Yes, sir.
What is the filling system of a Platinum Preppy?
Cartridge or converter.
Very good. We are 3-3. Sherry, do you know that ties go to the runner, which means if you tie, you actually win?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, now you know that. So, we're currently tied. You're currently winning. Let's go back to Mr. Anderson and see if he knows this. What fountain pen was originally called the Capless? The Capless.
That would be the Pilot, what is now referred to as a Pilot Vanishing Point.
Very good.
At least in the U.S.
It is the Vanishing Point. At least in the U.S., it was originally called the Capless. Mrs. Anderson.
Yes.
Have you noticed that the questions are getting more difficult?
Yes.
Here we go. On the original very first Pilot Capless, what was the mechanism to open and close the pen?
The very first few were... The very first. Either a twist or a click.
Which one would you like? You pick one, and then Sherry will pick the other.
What did you say, Lisa, besides a twist?
She said twist or a click.
The push, like they are now.
Okay, yeah.
So let's go with that.
So you're saying push like they are now, and I'm afraid that is incorrect. Sherry, you can save this point if you can tell me what the original mechanism was.
Twist.
Very good. She has saved the point. We are still tied. Woo! 4-4. It was a twist. I think I've seen the pens before, probably at Carmen Rivera's table, okay. But mm-hmm. I don't really know how they work.
So I could have been right.
No, I got this. The information is great. Just because I don't know how they work doesn't mean anything. Staying in this same area, Mr. Anderson, Pilot has released a limited edition Vanishing Point every year since what year?
Ooh.
This is not for you, Sherry. You don't have to help.
This is... the first two digits are 2 and 0.
Very good. The first two digits are two and zero. You're halfway there, Mr.
I think the third digit is also a zero.
You're 3/4 of the way there.
The fourth digit is... dun, 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 dun. It's one of two, and I can't... I want to say...
I'll have to pick one.
I'm going to say 2007.
Is that your final answer?
Or it's 2004.
Mr. Anderson is debating between 2004 and 2007.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
Can't phone a friend, no.
I'm going to say...
You're going to have to choose.
I'm going to say 2004.
2004 is incorrect, Mr. Anderson. You had the answer. Very difficult. It is 2007. You were right on that one. But that was not your final answer. Therefore, we're going to move on to Mrs. Anderson.
Does it go to me to try and answer? It's 2007.
I already answered it. What was the very first 2007 limited edition Vanishing Point? What was it?
Oh, crap.
The Orange Crush.
Wow, she knows her stuff. Mrs. Anderson gets it. Orange Crush was the very first one, released in 2007. The score is now 4 for Mr. Anderson, 5 for Mrs. Anderson and Sherry.
Woo! Mr. Anderson.
Good job, Lisa. Good job. Leuchter notebooks. You know what those are, don't you?
Yes, I do.
They're some of the nicest and most practical notebooks on the market, aren't they?
Don't ask me to spell it.
I can do that.
I won't ask you to spell it, but can you tell me, in what year was the Leuchter company founded?
Oh, I know this one.
He knows this one.
I know this one.
What is it, sir?
It's the same number of meters as Mount Fuji.
So that would be 3776?
It would be 1917.
Very
which,
good, Mr. Anderson. He
track,
gets that.
2 years
five and five,
the
we are tied. Here is one that's going to be difficult.
Oh.
Mrs. Anderson and or Sherry, the Lamy 2000 is a classic and timeless fountain pen. In what year was the Lamy 2000 released? Don't you be looking that up, Sherry. I know you're in a computer.
No, I'm in a conference room with no electronics.
I thought you were going to say you're in a conference and everybody's listening. Okay, Mrs. Anderson.
Do you know?
I could hazard a guess.
You want to help?
You're already winning.
I know, but I'm going to lose this point. 2000.
Incorrect. Sherry, do you know in what year the Lamy 2000 was released?
Do I have to have the exact year or just the right decade?
Oh, I'm looking for the exact year. Remember, it is both timeless and classic.
I want to say that it was 1956.
Incorrect, but a good guess. The correct year was 1996.
Oh!
So the follow-up question is, Mrs. Anderson, was not worth a point. What is older, the Lamy 2000 or your husband? Ooh, you don't have to answer that.
2000 was before 96. 66.
66, I'm sorry, 66.
Oh. Yes.
Did I say 96?
You said 96.
You said 96.
66.
Right. 66.
Oh, I was only 10 years off. That's pretty good.
Should we give you a tenth of a point? The score's tied right now, so far.
Will you give me a half a point? I wasn't even in the right decade, though.
We'll see if you need that half a point. We've only got one question left for each of them, and although they are the most difficult questions, we'll see what happens. Mr. Anderson, this goes to you. You could go ahead. You could be winning after this if you answer correctly.
What do I get if I win?
Bragging rights.
Applause from some people, probably not from Sherry. How many strings are on a violin?
Four.
Four is the correct answer. Mr. Anderson now has 6 points. Mrs. Anderson and Sherry have 5 points. They could tie it with this one, and ties go to the runner, which means, Sherry, it's all on the line right now. All $20 of that gift certificate are on the line. Mrs. Anderson, if you don't get it right, we can toss it to Sherry. Are you ready?
Yep.
You can't see her, Sherry, but she's bowing her head on the table. What color?
Lisa, take a sip of coffee and then answer.
Take a sip of coffee. Everyone relax. Okay, she's ready. What color is the circle on the Japanese flag?
Red.
Mrs. Anderson, red is correct. You get the point. The total is 6-6. Therefore, Sherry wins the $20 gift certificate in this, our very first ever booty call.
Do I also get you to record a message on my voicemail?
This is not NPR, but we can arrange something. I don't know the future of booty call. It seems like it's going to be fun. You will, Sherry, forever be the first participant of booty call.
I am so honored. Thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
I'm going to say goodbye right now, but I will call you back in a little while so that we can arrange for you to get your gift certificate.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Brian and Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I won.
You won.
Barely. I squeaked it in.
You squeaked it in.
God, you know, this is like study. It's like taking a pop quiz. And I didn't know that I should have studied. So now I'm going to have to just excuse myself and study.
They weren't all easy. So.
Mount Fuji.
All right. So that was fun. Coming up this week, just to recap, the Philadelphia Penn Show.
Yes.
January 11th, 12th, 13th.
And, otherwise known as Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Come see us at the show. We're going to be there with ink, pens, paper, vintage, all sorts of cool stuff.
You know who else is going to be there? Aziza.
Aziza's going to be
there. We're going to see Aziza. She is doing, two seminars with Pilot Parallels.
Yep.
That'll be cool for those of you attending. But we get to see Aziza.
I know.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. A year and a half.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Wow. So. She needs to get down here. Philly is a fun show. It's at there is a new hotel this year, which is actually the old hotel with a new name. So if you can follow that, you'll be fine.
PhiladelphiaPenshow.com.
There you go.
So, anyway, I think that's it for this week.
That is. We need to load the car.
We do. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper and post-show goodness.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun stuff and videos.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And we have a store in Chicago, in the Loop, in the Palmer House Hilton on the ground floor. And we are open 7 days a week.
And that's chicago.andersonpens.com.
And if you like this video, give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We will forever
be grateful.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
What'd you do that for?
I did this. I was pointing down.
Oh, Mike. All right.
So, see you next time.
Bye.